Hello, I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. There are a few things in this life that are more wonderful than to be chosen. Chosen to be on a sports team, chosen for a special award, or chosen to be adopted into a family. What about being chosen by God? We are a trophy of His grace. Think on these things as we invest this time together in God's Word, spoken and in song. Heavenly Father, thank you for choosing us. Even before you made the world that we know, you knew about us. You loved us then. You chose us. This is real love. not that we love you, but that you loved us. You so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for our sin. Thank you, Father, for your boundless love and your amazing grace. The unmerited favor that you've blessed us with as we invest these precious moments in your presence. Please open our hearts. Open our hearts' eyes to what it means that you chose us. Give us confidence in that fact, and let it motivate us all the more to share the good news of the gospel with others at every opportunity. Amen.
Face in a crowd, nothing to be proud about, till he called my name. Just one among many, not a hero to anyone, but still he came. He said, "Child, you're special." I said, "How can it be?" Then he simply answered, "You were meant to be like me." And though I'll never understand the reason why, or what it was he saw in me through his loving eyes, hard to imagine why he chose me when he knows me better than I know myself. Before I knew to call for help, he chose me. What can I give with the life that I'm living? Is there some good I've done? What is it he sees that the Father was pleased to sacrifice his Son? A love such as this love I can't comprehend, but of one thing I'm certain, that love just never ends. And yet I'll never understand the reason why, or what he still sees in me through his loving eyes. Chose me. It's hard to imagine why he chose me when he knows me better than I know myself. Before I knew to call for help, such as this love, I can't comprehend, but of one thing I'm certain, this love just never ends. And yet I'll never understand the reason why, or what he still sees in me through his loving eyes. He chose me. He chose me. He chose me.
As he left his loving father to see what sin would pay, I had broken God's commandment, rebelled against his will, until I turned to Jesus and found
His grace was great. angels began to be. He is Alpha and Omega, He the source, the ending, He. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future you shall see, evermore and evermore.
Oh, that we're forever blessed when the Virgin, full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bear the Savior of our race, and the babe, the world's revealed His sacred face, evermore and evermore.
O ye heights of heaven, adore Him, angel voices praises sing, powers, dominions bow before Him, and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring, evermore and evermore. Amen.
You are listening to Call to Worship, while we think about being chosen by God. Please invite your friends to join us for this one-hour radio program, heard on this station weekly at this same time. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. On the Call to Worship website, you can listen to our programs whenever it's convenient to you. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Please make a note of our new mailing address. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. I will repeat that for you again at the end of today's program.
Beyond the highest star and chosen me out of millions, your child to be. You know all the wrong that I've done. Oh, how could you pardon me? Forgive that a God so great could love me so, is willing and wanting to bless. His grace is so wonderful, his mercy so bountiful. I can't understand.
It's better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my
will I bless thee?
I will lift up my hands.
This is our call to worship.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turned His face away. As wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His have paid my ransom. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. His wounds have paid my ransom.
The Bible tells us that God loved us, and He chose us. It was prophesied in Isaiah that God chose His Son for a special purpose. Isaiah 42, "Look at my servant whom I strengthen. He is my chosen one who pleases me. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or raise his voice in public. He will not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle. He will bring justice to all who have been wronged. He will not falter or lose heart until justice prevails throughout the earth." even distant lands beyond the sea will wait for His instruction. Well, see this quote in Matthew 12, verses 18 through 21. As Matthew quotes this, "Look at my servant whom I have chosen. He is my beloved, who pleases me. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not fight or shout or raise his voice in public. He will not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle. Finally, he will cause justice to be victorious, and his name will be the hope of all the world." Well, the Apostle Paul's testimony to the church at Ephesus is that God chose us before creation. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son." And from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, "As for us, we can't help but thank God for you, dear brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord. We are always thankful that God chose you to be among the first to experience salvation, a salvation that came through the Spirit who makes you holy, and through your belief in the truth. He called you to salvation when we told you the good news. Now you can share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." Of His followers, Jesus Christ chose 12 apostles. Luke chapter 6. "One day soon afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray, and He prayed to God all night. At daybreak, He called together all of His disciples and chose 12 of them to be His apostles. Having chosen us, He will give us His glory." So says Romans chapter 8. "The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. As we are chosen, we then choose to obey Him." 1 Peter 1. This letter is from Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. "I'm writing to God's chosen people who are living as foreigners in the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and His Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed Him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace." Another result of being chosen, we show others the goodness of God by His grace. He called us out of darkness. 1 Peter 2. "You who trust Him, recognize the honor God has given Him. But for those who reject Him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. And He is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word, and so they meet the fate that was planned for them. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for He called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light." And just as a mother and father carefully select a child for adoption, we are God's adopted, chosen, child of His love. Romans 8, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father. For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. The children of Israel are God's chosen people." Romans 9. "They are the people of Israel, chosen to be God's adopted children. God revealed His glory to them. He made covenants with them and gave them His law. He gave them the privilege of worshiping Him and receiving His wonderful promises." Galatians 4. "When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." His chosen enjoy spiritual blessings in Christ. Ephesians 1. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ." Brothers and sisters in the Lord, as Christians, we can rejoice as those chosen, adopted, as we continue to worship and praise God for who He is and for what He has done and is doing in and through us as His children.
Once I was
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song. I'm happy that you joined us. Our goal is that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your faithful support that keeps us on the air. I would love to hear from you. If you haven't done so already, then please make a note of our new post office box and address your letter to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, our new address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website. That's www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry, to Call to Worship, right there on our website. You can listen to programs and find the playlist of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him, forever and ever. Amen.